For the weekly docket, the court jester wore his standard garb of well-used and deeply faded maroon pajamas and lavender terry cloth shower shoes with no socks. He wasn't the only inmate who went about his daily business in his pajamas, but no one else dared wear lavender shoes. His name was T. Carl, and he'd once owned banks in Boston. The pajamas and shoes weren't nearly as troubling as the wig. It was a bright gray, almost white, and fashioned after the old English magistrates' wigs from centuries earlier. A friend on the outside had found it at a second-hand costume store in Manhattan, in the Village. T. Carl wore it to court with great pride, and odd as it was, it had with time become part of the show. He stood behind his flimsy folding table in the prison cafeteria, tapped a plastic mallet that served as a gavel, cleared his squeaky throat, and announced with great dignity,
"Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Inferior Federal Court of North Florida is now in session. Please rise."
No one moved, or at least no one made an effort to stand. 30 inmates lounged in various stages of repose in plastic cafeteria chairs, some looking at the court jester, some chatting away as if he didn't exist. T. Carl continued,
"Let all ye who search for justice draw nigh and get screwed."
No laughs. It had been funny months earlier when T. Carl first tried it. Now it was just another part of the show. He sat down carefully, making sure the rows of curls bouncing upon his shoulders were given ample chance to be seen. Then he opened a thick red leather book which served as the official record for the court. He took his work very seriously.